வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 28th of April, 1973, in Los Angeles, California.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam
That is a very important word. Everyone is suffering. What the scientists can do that? Future. That's all. Drop. Everyone is suffering. That is the word. Bhaveshmin krishmananam abhidyat kama karma Avidya Kama Karma. They are creating a situation of suffering by unnecessary desire. That's all. So your scientific improvement means creating a situation of suffering. That's all. No improvement. You cannot. Kama karma. Kama karma vi. They are working in such a way. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says the same thing. Anitya samsare moha janmaiya jeev ki karoye gadha. The so-called scientific improvement means he is already an ass. And he is becoming more bitter ass. That's all. Nothing more. He is already an ass because he is part and parcel of Krishna and he has come to this material world to enjoy. That is ass mentality. There is no enjoyment. So he is already an ass. And this scientific improvement means when he is becoming more attached to this material world, to remain better. Anitya samsara, anitya, he cannot stay here. Suppose working very hard like an ass, he gets a skyscraper building throughout his whole life, laboring. But he cannot stay there. He will be kicked out. Is it not ass? Is it not an ass? He cannot stay there. Anitya samsara. Anitya. Because it is not the permanent settlement. You are trying. Dumb. Very strong foundation. And that's all right. But your foundation is nothing. He will be kicked out. And therefore he is an ass. That I will stay here for 20 years, why dumb, foundation strong. Where is your foundation? Therefore he is an ass.
Anitya is a temporary property?
Yes, anitya means temporary. He cannot stay here. That they do not understand. They are making research. And if we ask them what we are doing, for the next generation, future, and what about you are going to be a tree next life, what will you do with your next generation? But he's asked, he doesn't know. He's going to stand before the skyscraper building, a tree, for 10,000 years, and he's making dumb. Therefore he does not know where he is going. And he is making provision for the next generation. What is the next generation? If there is no petrol, what will do next generation? And how the next generation will help you? You are going to be a dog, cat or tree, the next generation, how will help you? Jeev ke karo hai gadha. Therefore he is an ass. He does not know his personal interest and making research work. What research work? Simply samaye vai kevala. Simply laboring. Now it is called labor of love, what is that?
Yes.
Therefore, Bhagavad says, Bhaveshmin Krishamanana Avidya Kama Karo. Avidya. Avidya means ash. No intelligence. He does not know what is life, what is the course of life, how things are going on. He does not know. The more he is increasing his unnecessary desires, he is making himself entangled. That he does not know. He has to take freedom from the repetition of birth and death, but he is becoming more and more entangled. Vidya kama karma. This is Bhagavad in one line. The whole material existence explained. This is literature. In one line, there is thousands years research work. In one line. Bhavesh means, now this Bhavesh means you make research. Asmin, in this world, taking birth. So, you have to learn so many things on these two words. How? The living entities are taking birth in this world, where from he is coming, where he is going, what is his business, so many things in these two words. Bhaveshmi. Krishamananam. Struggle for existence. Why? Avidya. Ignorance. What is that avidya? Kama karma bhi.
Desire.
Activities of sense gratification. Is becoming entangled.
So the modern scientific research means to increase the demands of the body, the bodily demands.
Yes, what they can do? Because they are rascal, foolish, just like children. You know that? They simply make their body dirty, that's all. It does not do anything. If you bring small children, what they will do? They will take this. That's all. It does not do anything. He's a rascal. Similarly, you scientists, you are all rascals. You do not know anything. Puna puna charvita charvanana. Chewing the chew. Making research. What research you can do? You do not know anything, what research you can do? And Vedic injunction is, jasmin vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavanti. If you know the absolute truth, then all other things become known. But you do not know what is the absolute truth. Therefore you are in ignorance. If you know one thing, then you are, just like you are talking. We are not official scientists or philosopher or anything. But why you are challenging, you are talking so boldly? Because we know one thing, Krishna. Therefore we can say so boldly and challenge anyone. I'm not a DSC like you. How I can challenge you? I'm challenging you. How? Because I know Krishna. That's all. That is a statement of Veda. Jasmin vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavanti. If you know Krishna, the absolute truth, then all other things will be known automatically. It is such a thing. We are preaching Krishna consciousness, challenging all kinds of men in the society. So many scientists are coming, so many psychologists coming. So, how we are confident to talk with him? Because we have learned little about Krishna. That's all. Is it not? You are a qualified scientist. Why I challenge you? Not that because you are my disciple, you are accepting all my challenges. You have what is your reason? You are not a fool. So how it is possible? Practically, how it is possible? Because we are trying to know little about Krishna, that's all. Therefore this Vedic injunction, jasmin vijñāte sarvamidam vijñātam bhavan janalabdhyā chāparangalābhaṁ mannate nādhikaṁ tataha. These statements are there. If you get Krishna, then we will not hanker after any more profit. Yes, all profit is there. Janalabdhyā chāparangalābhaṁ. If you get Krishna, then all other kinds of profit will not hanker after. And what kind of profit this is? Jasmin sthite guru rapi dukkhena na vicharate. If one is situated in Krishna consciousness, in the greatest calamity of this world, will not be disturbed. This is the greatest problem. That's like Prahlad Maharaj, a big giant, Hiranyakashipu, is putting him always in difficulty. But he is confident. Yes, there is Krishna. 5 years old boy. He's not at all disturbed. Father is giving poison. All right, give me poison. And throwing him from the hill and down. But he is steady. How it is possible? Guru na pi dukkhena na vishala. Guru. Guru means heavy. Very heavy difficulties. But na vishalati is not perturbed, not disturbed. How it is it is such a thing that if you know Krishna, you know everything. If you are in Krishna consciousness, then you are not disturbed in the heaviest type of calamity. So these things should be given to the human society. One thing that will make his life perfect. Is it not?
Yes.
Now it is up to you, scientists, to explain. Yes. This is it.
That is research work.
This is research. Jaduttama sloka gunanu vannanam. Uttama sloka. Uttama sloka means Krishna. Gunanu vannanam. Describing his quality. Avichita artha. This is success of life. Avichita. Avichita means infallible. And how it is ascertained? Kavibhi nirupitaha. By great personalities, they have decided that this is the perfection of life. Kavibhi jaduttama sloka gunanu vannanam avichito artha. This is Bhagavad. Each word, each line, volumes of philosophy. This is called perfection. This kind of writing is required. Not that I have researched, found out, and after 15 days, no, it is not right. Another. And this is not science. This is childish play. I say, today it is all right. And after 15 days, no, it is all not all right.
That is what we find
in science. It is a scientific or clever method of drawing money from others, that's all. In other words, simple words, cheating. They do not know anything. And they are teaching. Now suppose there is big waves. The scientists use some jugglery of words, protons, atoms, this, that, and hydrogen, oxygen, oxygen. But what benefit people will get? Simply they will hear this jugglery of words, that's all. What else you can say? Now suppose it is hydrogen, oxygen, protons, neutrons, and all these things. So your position and my position, where is the change? Still we do not get any profit by this jugglery of words.
Making more confusion today, innocent.
That's all. Puna puna charvita charvanan. Chewing the chewed. One scientist explained to some extent the matter remained the same. Another rascal comes, he explains again. And the matter remains the same. What advancement you have made? Nothing. Simply some volumes of books just come. Just like there is petrol problem. What your this explanation will help? You have created problem. Now you are dependent so much on petrol. If the petrol supply stopped, then what these rascal scientists can do? They cannot do anything. It is stopped. Now there is scarcity of water in India. What the scientists can do? There is enough water. Why the scientists cannot throw this water when there is scarcity of water? It will require the help of cloud. That is God's manipulation. He cannot do anything. Water is here, so much water. Why don't you make this sand fertile by bringing this water? Fertilization made by supplying water in the desert. So here is water, here is desert. Why don't you do it? You cannot do anything. They are going to the moon planet, the dusty planet, to make it fertilized. Or what does it do here? Sahara Desert, Arabian Desert, Rajasthan Desert, and the sea water is there. Bring it and make it fertilized. Yes, in future, that's all. We are trying. And immediately, whole powerless, yes, yes, they are trying. Take all money. Take all.
They do not give up hopes. They do not give up hopes.
Even hope, there is no hope.
Blind hope.
Yes. Ask any doctor, now this patient is happening, you are giving medicine, you are very expert. Life is guaranteed. No, that we cannot. We are trying. But trying, everyone can try. Then what is your scientific knowledge?
So the real knowledge is taken away by ignorance. The real knowledge is taken away by ignorance.
Yes. That's it. Andhajathan maybe Rupaniyamala. One blind man is claiming that I shall lead you. Other blind man.
To the pit.
That's all. And in Bhagavat, in one word finishes. Klishmana now, you'll have to work hard. Avidya kama karnoti. By your creating so many desires, by this process, you will have to simply work hard, that's all. Because it is ignorance, you do not know where is the goal of life. So, kama karma vi, you desire something, now we shall do like this. That means you create another problem and you have to work very hard. That's it. What is the next line of that verse? Anyone remembers? No.
Just a bit?
Yes. This research work is kama karma. This in the laboratory, research work, there is kama karma. That planning something. There is kama karma. He does not take the planning of Krishna. He makes his own plan. That is kama karma. Kama stastra hitogyam. In another place it is said. When one is engaged in the matter of this unnecessary desire, he becomes lost of all intelligence. Kamastasya hitabhyana. It is like the child's crying. The child is crying, asking, "Mother, give me that moon." The mother gives a mirror. "Here is moon, my dear son." He takes the mirror, he sees the moon. "Oh, yes." He has got the moon. It is not story. Now these rascals are going to the moon planet. Why they have stopped talking anymore?
They went to, after spending all that money taking a few rocks, they decided there's nothing more to do there.
Therefore, it is kept for future or what?
I guess so.
Or they have finished their money, that's all.
They're trying
they want to go to another one now.
To another planet, Mars.
It is finished. The moon planet is finished.
Yeah.
Yes. For the time being.
Yes, their travels there are finished.
Simply by taking some dust.
Yes.
That's all. Let's see. How much?
Millions of dollars.
How great assets
billions,
they are.
Billions.
No. You work very hard. These rascal government takes taxes and spend unnecessarily. That's all. This is their intelligence. Good. Set up assets. That's all. They have no sympathy that this hard-earned money is coming from the public and you are spending like anything. But nobody can check. This is that. And they are giving another blast. Don't worry, I am going another planet.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Another one. From there I shall bring more dust. More dust. Now you have got a handful of dust. I'll bring tons of dust. I reply, "Oh yes, now we shall get tons of dust." The rascal does not. Dust is dust, and full of tons. What is the meaning?
They believe that there may be life in Mars, the planet. So they are very hopeful.
If they believe and not believe, what gain there is? Life is here also. You are fighting. This is your program. Here is life also, here is human being. So suppose there is life. There is life, undoubtedly. But what he will gain? What is your gain?
They are very curious to know what is going on there.
That means for their childish curiosity they are spending so much money. Let's see the fun. To satisfy their curiosity, and they are spending so much money. And when they are asked that there are so many poverty-stricken countries, help them. No, no one.
Some people are very happy and they think, "Oh, my country has done this, they've gone to the moon. I am happy, I'm satisfied. I'm glad to be an American."
Acha?
Some people are very, the public, they're very satisfied. "Oh, I'm an American and we have done this, we've gone to the moon. We are so good."
Now why don't you say, "We have gone to Krishna Loka, Vrindavan," which you have no information.
Then all their curiosity will be satisfied.
Yeah.
Call our scientific advancement. Sri Prabhupada, can you hear a little bit from the
Sangha philosophy?
Sangha philosophy of the Lord Kapiladeva, from the creative elements?
Sangha philosophy is also analysis of the material elements. That's how. Your scientific research is also Sankha philosophy. Sankha comes from the word Sankhya.
Count?
Yeah, count, that's all. Or analytical. What are the ingredients? Analytical studies, that is called Sankhya. Count. Suppose you take this sand, you count. This is called Sankhya. So from the Sankhya, the word, it comes Sankhya, knowing, analytical. This is Sankhya philosophy. So you are also Sankhya philosophy. Everyone is Sankhya philosophy. We are also Sankhya philosophy. Because we are counting the material elements, as Krishna says, Bhumi, Abha, Anala, Bhai. We are analyzing. This is land, this is water, this is air, this is sunshine, fire. Then I am counting with my mind, intelligence, ego, and further, I do not know. Krishna says, there is further, and that is the living force, that they do not know. They are thinking life is combination of these matters. But Krishna says, no, aparayam, this is inferior. The superior energy is living entity. So we are also Sangha philosopher, but we are taking direction from Krishna and they are making their own attempt. That is the difference. They are depending on their own intelligence. We don't depend on my own intelligence. We depend on Krishna's intelligence. That is the difference. Then if Krishna is perfect, then my intelligence is perfect. I may be not perfect, but because I take Krishna's intelligence, therefore I am perfect.
The nature of the inferior and the superior energies are also described in the Sankhya philosophy.
They do not know superior energy. They simply analyze the material energy, just you are doing. You do not know. The scientists, they do not know that there is spirit soul. Is it? Do they know?
No.
Similarly, Sankhya philosophy also. They do not know what is spirit soul. Simply they are analyzing the material.
So that's the creative material elements.
Material elements are not creative. Creative is the soul. It's like you make something with matter. Matter does not create itself. You living entity take them hydrogen, oxygen, mix them and becomes what? So matter itself has no creative energy. You keep your own bottle of hydrogen and will they make water? Will they make?
Hydrogen, oxygen?
Yes. If you keep your hydrogen bottle, oxygen, will the combination come in contact?
Unless it is not mixed.
Yeah. Therefore, you require the superior energy. This is inferior energy. And the superior energy comes, mixes, then the fact is there. Inferior energy has no power unless the superior energy tackles. Just like this sea will remain calm and quiet. But another superior air, who says it becomes high waves? It has no power. Another superior, similar, another superior. So ultimately, Krishna is much superior. This is the fact. These waves are not moving by itself, although the vast mass of water is there. When the superior energy here pushes it, it becomes big waves.
Well, external force is necessary.
Yes. That is some scientist theory, Newton's, that originally there must be some pushing. What is it? Whose theory it is? To set in motion.
Newton?
I think Newton's.
Newton is philosopher.
The motion. So one must give the motion, then another motion, another motion, another motion. Just like big trucks, relay trucks. The engine pushes one truck. Have you seen something? The truck pushes another truck, another cart, like that. So, who is giving the pushing? The living entity driver. A big truck is being pushed. Similarly, the whole creation, Krishna is giving the pushing, then one after another, working. Maya dhakshena prakriti shyati sa characharam. That is stated in the Bible. Maya dhakshena. Krishna gives the pushing first, then everything comes one after. But his pushing capacity is so perfect that everything is coming out perfect. Just like Krishna says, bijoham sarvabhutanam, I am the seed of everything created. Now take the seed of the banyan tree Krishna has created. He says, I am the seed. Now show the seed, big tree will come out. Big tree will come out. Not only big tree, many millions of seeds will come out of it. And each seed, again big tree. So the original seed, Krishna, possess, then one after another, then one after another. So you are simply observing when the things are coming into existence by such pushing. But you are trying out, trying to find out who is the original pusher, that you do not. That you do not. Who has originally pushed this energy? That you do not.
So the material elements...
You are simply observing the immediate cause. You do not know what is the remote cause. There are two causes. Immediate cause and remote cause. There is another called efficient cause and the two words. The remote cause.
The remote cause is Krishna.
Yes. Yeah. Sarva karana karanam, Vedic letters. Sarva karana karanam, the cause of all causes. That is remote cause. And therefore, if you understand the sarva karana karanam, cause of all causes, then you understand everything. Jasmin vijnate sarva vedam vijnatam bhavanti. If you know the original cause, the later subordinate causes, you know. Brahma iti, Paramatma iti, Bhagavan iti, Sabdati. You do not know the original cause, and when we say means when the Veda says here is the original cause, you won't take it. Although you are searching after the original cause, is it not? But when Veda means knowledge, perfect knowledge. When gives you, here is the original cause, you won't take. You shall stick to your imperfect knowledge. This is your disease. Is it not a disease?
Yes.
Yes. You do not know what is the original cause. And if some person suggests, some not ordinary person, authorized person, you won't accept.
The scientists do not know that there are two types of energy. They do not know that there are two types of energy, inferior and superior.
Yeah. That they are actually seeing every day, handling every day. It's still there, dog's obstinacy, that's why. They are seeing practically that this material energy cannot work independently unless the spiritual energy joins. So how they can expect the whole cosmic manifestation, which is matter only, has come out automatically. We are practically seeing a very nice car, Cadillac. But if there is no driver, what is the use of the car? Computer machine, unless the man knows how to work it, pushes the button, it does not work. So practically we are seeing that without superior energy, the material energy does not act. Still, they will not believe. Therefore, in this wonderful cosmic manifestation, there must be handling of a superior energy. And that they do not know. They are amazed with this material arrangement. Just like a foolish person is amazed by seeing the mechanical big machine, so many parts. But another person knows that however wonderful machine it may be, unless the operator comes and pushes the button, it will not work. This is intelligence. Therefore, who is important? The operator or the machine? So we are concerned with the operator, Krishna, not with the machine. We say, how do you know that he is the operator? He says, Mayatakshena Prakriti Shyati Sacharacham, under my superintendence, the whole cosmic manifestation is working. The defense says, you don't believe, I believe, that's all. I take it immediately, yes, Krishna is operating. Therefore, I have no problem. Somebody is operating that you have to accept. But you do not know who is that person. At least we have got knowledge. Here is the person. Yes. Now if you say that no, Krishna is not the person, then you have to accept another person to present him. Then here is the person, not Krishna, another person. That you cannot. So, in the absence of your knowledge, you have to accept my proposal. Can you create a stem like this in your laboratory?
It's not possible.
It's not possible. But see how Krishna's energy is working. He cannot create even a few grains of sand. And you are claiming that we have become more than God. How foolishness is
this? They will take the matter from Krishna and they will manipulate and they will claim that they have done it. They can make some sense.
At least if you accept that I have taken this matter from Krishna, that is also good. It's like we take. We take Krishna from Krishna is coming everything, that's all.
But they will not say that they are taking from Krishna. They say that
they are created.
How they are created? You take the sand and mix with some chemicals, make glass. So, you have not created the sand. The chemicals you have not created, you have taken from the earth. So, where is your creation?
You said it. I have taken from nature.
Nature, that means you have taken from somebody. You have not created. You are stolen. Thief you are. And we say, yes, you have taken from the nature, but every property of nature that belongs to Krishna. Ishavas, Samidam, Sarvam. Ishavas. It is all God's creation. And that is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. If one does not perform yoga, he is a thief. Yoga means acknowledging that things have been taken from Krishna and we must satisfy Krishna. Krishna, you have given so many things for our maintenance. This much acknowledgement Krishna wants, that's all. Otherwise, what he can expect from you, what you are in his presence? Prasada. Prasada means acknowledging. Krishna, you have given us this foodstuff. First of all, you taste. Can you taste? This much. Krishna is not eating. He is not hungry. He is eating. Although he is not hungry, he can eat the whole world. Again produce it as it is. That is Krishna power. Purnat, purnasa purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. Krishna is so perfect that you take from Krishna, whole Krishna's energy, still the original energy is there. That is conservation of energy.
There is a very scientific journal called Nature. The title of this journal is called Nature. What they do is, mostly they talk about the natural products, like the plants, flowers, natural living matters that we find. But they never talk about God. They say about nature.
Nature, that's all right. He was observing the plants are being produced by nature. But who has produced the nature? This is intelligence.
They don't think about it.
And that is foolishness. Where from the nature comes? As soon as we speak nature, the next question should be, whose nature? Is it not? Just like I say, it is my nature. You say, it is my nature. Therefore, as soon as you talk of nature, the next inquiry should be, whose nature?
They don't want to think of that because they want to use it themselves.
Huh?
They don't want to think
nature means energy. What is the definition of nature?
Something which are already existing.
Yes, they are already existing. That's all right. But what is the nature's activities? It is some power. Is it not?
Yes.
The power means energy. As soon as you say energy, there must be some source of energy. Just like you say electric energy, so there is source, the electric powerhouse. How can I deny it? electricity is not coming automatically. You have to install powerhouse, machine, generating machine, then the electricity will come. And the resident engineer, who is the engineer, what is the machine, and then electricity, there is question of electricity.
In the Gita we find, in the Gita we find that, and this material nature is working under my direction.
Yes. Yes, as soon as you speak of energy, nature, there must be some background. Where is the source of this nature? Scientists, they are studying this, is this called scatom?
Layers, yes.
Layers. Mm. Such layers, thousands of layers being manufactured and vanished every moment. And they are studying. As these layers are, they are being created and broken every moment. So all these universal, so-called layers, are a few years or so.
That is one of the tools. That is one of the tools that the geologists use to trace the origin of the earth.
No, you can trace, but I am to say these strata is being created and vanquished every moment.
So the background is not solid?
No. Just like the one strata is like that, after an hour it will be different. So what is the use of your studying this strata? Therefore it is called jagat. Jagat means always changing. Material world is always changing. Your body. This body will stay, say, for 50 years, 100 years. Then you get another body. Another body. Jagat means change. Now this color is there. After 1 hour, this will be white. Then you study this black color again. You study the white color again. This black color. Puna puna charvita charvana. Chewing the chewed. That is your business. That's like seasonal change. Now it is cold. Any moment you'll have to get out of this cloth. It is very warm. These changes are going on. The whole material cosmic manifestation is subjected to different types of changes. Therefore it is called jagat. Jagat means going, changing. Your body is changing. Similarly everything is changing. What is the eternity behind these changes? That is knowledge. That the eternity they do not find, therefore they are disappointed. It is void, zero. Eternity is zero. And when they are asked where from the zero varieties come, zero means there is nothing. So how the varieties come? Therefore, Vedic conclusion, the variety is there is eternity, variety. And this is only shadow of that variety. It is not eternal because it is shadow. But the real variety, spiritual world is there.
So the material planet, material universe, is a real image.
Yes, image. Mirage. Yes, mirage.
Mirage is not a real image.
No, it is illusory. Just like I see there is water in the desert. There is no water. This is illusion. But actually there is water. Therefore I get the conception that there is water. Water is there, but it is not there. Similarly, these varieties is here. What we see, the varieties enjoyment. That is only like that mirage. We have got the experience of water, but we are illusion. We are seeing in a false place there is water. Similarly, we living entities we are meant for enjoyment, but we are seeking enjoyment in a false place, or illusion. Just like animal runs after that desert water. But the intelligent man knows that there is no water. It looks like water.
It's a reflection from the sand.
Whatever it may be, there is no water. Mm. But the animal runs after that water and dies after thirst. Because he cannot satiate his thirst by such illusory water. Similarly, we, ignorant, avidya karmabhi, we are trying to manufacture so many things to satisfy our thirst of joyfulness, but we are being baffled because it is illusion. Therefore, real intelligence is, then where is the reality? Where is real water? That is intelligence. Bhagavad gives Vastava Vastu Vedam Matra. Vastava Vastu. Real reality you will find here.